You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. Acts chapter 2, Pentecost. This is the day that we celebrate here in the Christian calendar. Now, all of these centuries later, just as they were celebrating it within Judaism and their Jewish traditions, then this day of 50 weeks and the festivals that they would bring together in order to celebrate God's abundance, God's generosity, God's good gifts to them, God's people. And so also we come to Pentecost with that same sense of gratitude, that same sense of thankfulness to God for the resurrection, for that generosity in our lives. And in this particular vision of Pentecost here in Acts chapter 2, it is one of those kinds of harvesting moments. It's one of those kinds of places of abundance where every single person in this story has the Spirit of God sitting on them. Every single person who hears the message, hears it in their own language, God comes to the masses. God comes to everyone, everywhere. Today we begin a sermon series called Holy, a Pentecost Experience. Because I want you to understand this piece, friends, that to be holy isn't narrow. To be holy isn't exclusive. To be holy isn't something that requires purity and perfection. Do you hear me there? It doesn't require any of those things. Instead, the holy is something that is broad. The holy is something that is wide. The holy is something that is, rather than narrow, is something that is inclusive of others. The holy is when God decides to expand the human community. The holy is when God expands our faith. The holy is when we know that we have come unto divine, sacred ground, and that we, in our weaknesses, in our shadows, in our frailty, do not contaminate the holy. Instead, the holy makes us good as well. Do you understand that difference right there, friends? Because that is key to understanding the New Testament. It's key to understanding a text like Acts chapter 2, where the Spirit comes upon all people and fulfills this prophecy from the prophet Joel that in the last days God is going to pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, sons and daughters, men and women, young and old. They'll see visions, they'll have dreams, they'll prophesy. They're going to create something new, a new future with new imaginations, a new creativity, a new seeing of the world. Back here, holiness was defined as clean and unclean, pure and impure. Up here, holiness is wherever God shows up, and God shows up in everyone, in every place. That is the difference. That is what God brings in Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit to the church and to the world. And you and I, friends, are a part of that vision, that sense of holiness, that sense of the sacred, that sense of the spiritual here in our world. I encourage you today to go out into your world, to go out into life and find the holy, find the sacred, find the spiritual. You're going to find that, one, it's everywhere. When you stop to look, when you stop to listen, when you stop to smell the roses, you will find the divine, the holy, the sacred, wherever you look. Two, you can't mess it up. it transforms you and me into holy beings, sacred beings, spiritual beings, divine beings. It comes and rests upon all of our shoulders, just as those tongues of fire did that day. It comes to us where we find ourselves in our context, in our situations, and we experience God in our own vocabulary, in our own language, inside of our own stories. Friends, you get the opportunity to look at life through this lens of holiness. Not one that's exclusive, not one that's about purity and perfection, instead, one that sanctifies every aspect of our being everywhere we go. Amen.